This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. After a challenging week on many fronts, let's take a breath and consider ways to spend some of that me time. We hope you can carve out some this weekend. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, is here with some options to help us relax.
Well, good morning, Jennifer. In stressful times, some of us enjoy creating. This weekend, we're highlighting the folks who didn't leave arts and crafts behind in middle school. November has been designated Craft Month by the City of Philadelphia.
Ah, I have a feeling this is well beyond my youthful attempts at pottery and decoupage.
I'd say so. The Philadelphia Museum of Art's annual craft show is virtual this year from Friday through Sunday. 130 artists will showcase their museum-quality work in ceramics, metals, wood, paper, jewelry, and more that are available for purchase. On Saturday, there's even a live craft demonstration that the family can follow along.
Oh, this show is stunning year after year, and now it's being held virtually. How do we get tickets?
It is free, but a donation to support the museum is certainly welcome. And guess who else is going virtual this year?
Oh, so many events are, right?
It's another one for art lovers. The Winterthur Museum is hosting their 57th annual antique show November 7th through the 14th. They will showcase a comprehensive list of antiques, and you can talk to the dealers directly about pieces that you're interested in buying.
That's always nice. Now, how is the museum handling this event? Do you need a ticket?
This is also free, but get those credit cards ready because while the show is free, the antiques, those can get costly.
Tanya, we haven't spoken about film yet today.
Well, we've got something to tell you this week. You can fire up your laptop this weekend for the Philadelphia Asian American Film Festival. The virtual event goes through November 15th and includes panels, performances, and discussions. Now, this is ticketed. You can buy tickets for the whole festival or per screening for more than 80 films, including the fascinating story of California's Cambodian Donut King.
They call me Donut King.
Donuts. Isn't it that season for apple cider donuts?
Well, that's why I'm heading out to Peddler's Village because they're hosting an apple festival for the next 2 weeks. And you know I love apple cider donuts. They are offering up everything apple, including apple salsa and apple hot sauce.
Oh, that sounds delicious. And I hope they have apple cider donuts.
The festival goes through the 15th, and there will be some live music performances scheduled each weekend. That's from 10 to 6 daily, and the best thing about it, no parking fees.
Oh, that sounds really good. I guess it's time to talk about some music. That's honestly the true definition of legacy.
That's Black Thought of the Roots, who just put out a new release, and he is always worth a listen. I think he's the most underrated rapper in the business, but I don't know what everybody thinks, but that's my opinion. His latest release, Streams of Thought, Volume 3, Cain and Abel, is out now. And she's so many faces. And folkster Patty Griffin is hosting a live stream from Austin, Texas to benefit 18 indie venues around the country, including our own Union Transfer. She'll be live for 3 Saturday night shows through December 5th via the Mandolin site.
So many great artists are discovered and nurtured in indie venues, right? Well, it's good to know that there's an effort to keep those venues around.
Amen to that. There is nothing that beats live music. And as always, you can find more details, links, and information on other events at whyy.org/things to do.
Thank you, Tanya. Have a great weekend.
You too, Jennifer.